Good morning again. So I would like to start our time together with a video.
Now, where are you off to?
I'm going to find God.
Ah, I see. Well, dinner's at 6. Don't be late.
Why are you in such a good mood?
I just ate Twinkies in the park with God. He's much younger than I expected.
It is interesting to think about where we see God each day. We are recipients of grace. I think of God's love and God's grace like a chocolate fountain. God loves us, and the love, or chocolate, overflows, and we are called to share it. We can imagine it as cheese, if that's what you'd prefer, over chocolate. As Christ's representatives, we are called to respond to violence and oppression with peace and justice, such as, I was hungry and you gave me food to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothes to wear. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. On this Peace with Justice Sunday, we are reminded that when God's children suffer injustice, Jesus suffers with them. On the other hand, when we build up peace with justice, we serve Christ. As disciples, we are compelled to respond to God's mission, saying in the words of Isaiah's vision, "Here I am, send me." In the gospel reading we heard this morning, Jesus explains that the nations will be separated not by geographic boundary, but how we have cared for one another. The word nations may be translated as groups of people, not literal nations. In Jesus' context, shepherds might have herds of both sheep and goats. The sheep were favored because they brought in more income. At night, the sheep and goats were generally separated because sheep like the open air of the pasture, while the goats prefer protection from the elements. The goats were a lot more cold without all the wool on them. For Jesus' hearers and for us today, it doesn't matter what other people are doing or not doing. God asks, are you building up peace with justice? The news is filled with examples of injustice and violence. Famine in parts of East Africa is compounded by political unrest. Local pantries in the U.S., including our own, are intended to be a source for emergencies, yet for many people, they have become a part of necessity, necessary sustenance each month. I was hungry, and you gave me food to eat. Lead poisoned the drinking water in Flint, Michigan, and tests show other cities in the U.S. are experiencing similar issues. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. The United Nations has declared that 15 days in solitary confinement is considered torture, yet some states keep people isolated for years. In Syracuse, the group known as ACTS, Alliance of Communities Transforming Syracuse, fought and changed this practice of solitary confinement for people under age 18 here in downtown. A simple letter from a stranger can give hope to someone who is incarcerated, offering reassurance that someone on the outside knows his or her experience. I was in prison, and you visited me. Every person who goes to sleep hungry at night, every parent who loses a child to famine or disease, every neighbor who finds him or herself in a line at a food pantry, every family who lacks access to cleaning drinking water or affordable health care, every beloved child of God who is in prison wondering if he or she is remembered, we may say, "Here I am, send me." One of the beautiful aspects about the way Jesus tells the story of the sheep and the goats is that the ones who are like sheep do not even realize they have been serving Jesus. When did we see you? It is just a part of who they are, like the boy in the video. John Wesley commented that when people don't have sympathy for the poor, often it is because they are not in relationship with them. He wrote, "Hence it is that, according to the common observation, one part of the world does not know what the other part suffers." In sharing, we practice building trust and building up the body of Christ. When we see the divine in others, we respond to our neighbors' needs naturally, because it is who we are as Christians. We work with the poor, not for the poor. We move from a spirit of mission and charity and begin to confront systems that allow injustice to flourish. We've become agents of peace with justice, turning over structures that allow poverty, hunger, sickness, and mass incarceration. When we experience our connectedness in the divine, we realize that we cannot tolerate that sisters and brothers in our community or the world are hungry, thirsty, naked, sick, or lonely. And when the ruler will answer, in our scripture it says, "The truth is, every time you did this for one of the least of those who are members of my family, you did it to me." Friends, this divine reign of love has invaded the world in Jesus, and by its very nature is infused with peace and justice. This divine loves and breathes in each of us and is meant to be shared in our words and in our actions as we recognize and respond, "Here I am, send me." Amen.